And our text scripture will be found in 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 20. And just for a subtitle or a big idea, my thought that God has given me regarding this passage here is difficult situations will cause desperate prayers. Amen? Difficult situations will cause desperate prayers. And I believe today that we are living in a time where God's people need to pray as never before. I believe that God's people are in a battle. How many in a battle right now? Been going through a battle. But through this battle, we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen? And we get our strength and our power through God's word and through what? Prayer. So we're talking about battle prayer. Difficult situations will cause desperate prayers. Think about that for a moment. Think about your life just for a second. You that are listening online also, difficult situations will cause desperate prayers. Think about your life just for a moment. Where are you at right now? Have you been praying the way you should? Have you been praying? Have you been talking to God? Have you been seeking God for guidance, seeking God for understanding? Have you been seeking God for your marriage? Have you talked to God lately? I know we wake up and we say, Lord, watch over me and protect me and thank you for the day. But have you really spent time in talking and communing with our Father? As a believer, it's something on the inside of you that should pull you and draw you to want to talk to God and want God to speak back to you. Amen? There's no way you can survive this life if you're not praying. I believe I'll say that again. There's no way that you can survive this battle that you're getting ready to go through if you're not praying. So let us read our scriptures today found in 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 20. And I would ask that everyone today make sure that you have a bulletin. Because at the end, we're going to do something with that bulletin. So I want to make sure everyone has a bulletin. So can you wave your hand if you don't have a bulletin? Because they're going to take care of you up front. And you that are watching also, I want you to grab a piece of paper. And I want you to hold that paper tight and grab a pen also, because God has a word for us today. These words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That's what the Bible says. And I believe God's word is beginning to penetrate even now. Difficult situations will cause desperate prayers. And as everyone grab their bulletins, let's turn to the passage. 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. 2 Kings, 19th chapter, verse 1. Through 12. Amen. You know, I kept saying 1 Kings and I kept turning to 1 Kings for some reason. Help me, Jesus. Y'all know I'm 58, okay? But anyway, keep praying for me, okay? Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. I don't know about you guys, but I come to have church today. I come to have church today. We serve a good God. Amen. So we're going to have a good time that we're going to receive this word that God has given me. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth. And he went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household of Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz. Verse 3, and they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to birth, and there is no strength for them to come forth. Verse 4, it may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh. They got some names in the Old Testament. Whom the king of Assyria, his master, have sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God have heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, which with the servants of the king Assyria have blasphemed against me. Verse 7, behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own hand. Verse 8, so Rabshakeh, that's my interpretation, Rabshakeh, returned and found the king of Syria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he had heard them say of the king of Ethiopia, behold, he come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trusted deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not deliver it into the hand of king Assyria. Verse 11, behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And thou shalt be delivered? Shall thou be delivered? Have the gods of nations delivered them from my fathers, have destroyed as Gaza, Haran, and Repsi, and the children of Eden, which are in Telazar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Seraphim? Amen. And Hena, and Iva. And Hezekiah, verse 14, key verse here. And Hezekiah received the letter of the messengers, and he read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. Verse 15, and Hezekiah, he prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone, all the kingdom of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow thy ear and hear me. Open thy eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which thou hast sent to reproach the living God. Of truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have destroyed the nations in their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have been all destroyed. Now, therefore, O Lord, I beseech thee, save us out of his hand, and all the kings of the earth, thou may know that thou art God alone. And verse 20, the last verse. And then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which have y'all prayed against the king of Assyria, I have heard. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Woo. Them were some words in that Old Testament. Amen. My God. Amen. Y'all, yeah, come on, give me a hand tap on that right there. Y'all try to read the King James Version sometime and go through all these words here. Amen. But there's power in the word of God. Amen. So I want to talk to my family today. I want to talk to you today that are listening online, that difficult situations will cause desperate prayers. And my foundational verse I want to look at again is the 14th verse. Then Hezekiah, he took the letter from the hand of the messengers and he read it. And he went to the house of the Lord and he spread it out before the Lord. Then Hezekiah, he took the letter. For you see, Hezekiah had been threatened. This king from Assyria. He was a bad dude. He had destroyed many nations, and he was on his way to destroy Hezekiah's kingdom. He was on his way, and he was giving them threats. He had destroyed all the other nations. Nobody could stop this king. He was one that was a neighborhood bully. He was a neighborhood bully back in the day. Everybody was afraid of him. And the passage says that when King Hezekiah, he heard the noise, he heard the message, and it knocked him to his knees. He heard the message that this man wanted to destroy his kingdom. This king wanted to kill him. So fear began to set in. This king was known to do dirty and bad and horrible things. This king would torture people. This king didn't believe in God. This king, he didn't even believe in the God that we trust today. So when Hezekiah received this bad news, the first thing he did was he went to the man of God. If you read in the earlier passage, you see he went to have his servants go to the prophet Isaiah. And the first thing he did was he went to the man of God. When he heard the bad news, he went to the man of God. And he told this man of God, you need to pray for me. Because this king wants to come in. He wants to destroy my city. He wants to destroy God's people. As I look around today, the enemy has come at many of us today. And he's come with bad news and bad words. He's come that he may bring in discouragement and no hope. But I want to encourage you today, during our difficult times, our difficult situations, it was a time that would cause us to go into a desperate prayer. Amen? So as we look at the passage here, so my big idea today is difficult situations will cause a desperate prayer. Just think for a moment about your life and where you are right now. The book of Psalms said, you can always find help in God's word. Psalms said in the 86th chapter, verses 6 and 7, says, listen closely to my prayer, O Lord, my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Saints of God, when we are attacked with difficult situations, David said that I will cry unto God, and you would hear my urgent cry. You will hear me, and then you will deliver me. You know, and as I was reading this passage of scripture here, King Hezekiah, he had did a lot of good for the Lord. Because in that prior chapter, King Hezekiah, he had tore down idols. He had begun to restore things. He had people worshiping the true and the living God. So King Hezekiah, he had did all this good stuff. Here he was doing, you know, he was living right, doing what he was supposed to do. But all of a sudden, he's attacked by this king. Isn't that like us today? A lot of times we are doing what's right. We're coming to church. We're reading our Bibles. We're praying. We're taking care of our children and our family. And then all of a sudden, something happens. Something bad happens. And sometimes it knocks us to our knees. So maybe Hezekiah had got a little slack in his walk. I don't know. But maybe Hezekiah came to the point where he was just comfortable for where he was at. Maybe he thought he didn't have to pray as much as he used to pray all the time. Maybe that's some of us today. Maybe we're at a point where we've come and we've been in church for so long. And so now we know all the church acts and we know how to perform. You know, we can look the look and bring our Bible and we can say hallelujah and praise the Lord and do a little shout. And we good, right? But sometimes that's not good enough. Sometimes God will allow things to happen in our lives. Sometimes God will allow things to happen in your lives, desperate things that happen in your lives, difficult things to happen, that he will cause us to fall on our knees to seek his face. I don't know about you, but I've been there. Have you ever been to a point where you just thought everything was so good? You was doing the do, had a good job, everything was just going well. And you wasn't praying and talking to God the way you used to. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. We ought to always talk to God. So maybe what you're facing today, your difficult situation, maybe God has allowed it to happen to get your attention. I'm not saying that God will bring bad things on you because he doesn't do that. But maybe he will allow things to happen sometime to wake us up. Huh? Can I get a witness? Just maybe. The stuff I'm going through right now, God's trying to get my attention. Just maybe. You that are listening online, just maybe God's trying to get your attention. Just maybe he wants us to spend some more time with him. You know, we come to the point where we think we know it all and we got it all. And we do things on our own. We don't need God no more. We put God in the back seat. And we just do our thing. And we make so many decisions without him. Hello. When was the last time you sought God for direction? When was the last time you sought God for direction? I know I'm guilty. A lot of times when I want things to go my way, I don't seek God. I just do it. Forgive me. I guess I'm the only one in here, huh? I'm the only one in here? But a lot of times when I want things my way, I'm sorry, but I got to confess, because confession is good for the soul. A lot of times, my wife would tell you, a lot of times, because she'll say, have you sought God about that? No. But I sought Terry about it. It's important that we seek God. Hezekiah, he's going to show us the blueprint. When you're faced with difficult situations, it's going to take a desperate prayer. It's going to take a desperate prayer. It's going to take more than just, God help me, God deliver me. But when you've been faced with something very difficult, it's going to knock you to your knees and you're going to cry out to God. Amen. That little throat get a little itchy up in here, you know. Okay, let me look at my time. You know, and I remember a time in my life where things were going so smoothly for me. I had a good job working in aerospace at Northrop for 17 years, had my children, had my family, had a home, had nice cars, trucks and everything, and serving God, coming to church, going out on the corners, passing out flyers, you know, it's just doing what I do, loving God with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. And things were going so good for me. Couldn't be any better. Then I came to a point where I kind of thought I had mastered my Christianity. I thought I had mastered it. I thought I knew all the do's and the don'ts. I thought I was the one. I'm good. I know what it takes. Give my offering, give my tithes, and I come to church, and I thought I was doing good. Like many of you here today, you come to church and you come Sunday after Sunday and you think you're doing good and you're doing all you can do and things are going well for you. And I remember the word had been going around that on our job that they were having layoffs. But they couldn't lay me off because I was a good worker. I'm the one, you know, I had been there for a while. I was doing my thing and stuff. So I wasn't even worried about it. You know, I'm still coming to church. Praise the Lord, all that. And one day, I remember this day. I was at work, and my boss said, "Hey, Terry, why don't you come in the office and I'm gonna sit down and talk to you?" And I went in his office, and I sat there, and he began to tell me how good of a worker I was. And then he said the word cutbacks. And he continued to talk, and he said the word layoff. And he said, "We're going to have to lay you off." And when he said, "Lay me off," my body began to go numb. And I saw his lips moving, but I couldn't hear nothing. When he said, "Lay off," I'm like, "Me? Lay me off? I'm the provider for my family. I'm the one to take care of everything. I'm the one that, you know, that look over my family. I'm the one that meet all their needs. Lay me off." He was moving his mouth, but I couldn't hear nothing. And I went, knocked me to my knees, because I was scared. I was like, "Well, what am I going to do now?" And I began to cry out to God. "God, help me. God, what am I going to do for my family? God, help me." I got laid off, but I still trusted in God. I still trusted in God, and 3 months later, I got a better job working at Boeing and been there 20 years. Amen? Amen. Difficult situations will cause you to have desperate prayers. So the verse I want to focus on is Hezekiah received this letter. And this letter wasn't a good letter. You see, in verse 14, he says he received a letter from his, not from his wife, but not from his children, not from a family member, but he received a letter from the enemy. Letters come in all shapes and forms. You got letters that come in good news, you know. My children have been accepted in college. You know, I was approved for that car loan. Letters. He received that letter, but his letter wasn't a letter of good news. It was a letter of bad news. It was a letter of defeat. It was a letter that was very discouraging. And as I speak today, many of you, the enemy has come and he's brought bad news to you. He's brought a negative letter to you. Maybe your letter is a letter of divorce. Maybe your letter is an eviction notice. Maybe your letter is a letter of no hope. Maybe your letter is a letter that your children are bound and hooked on drugs. Maybe your letter is a letter you got from the doctor telling you that you have bad health. Maybe that's you here today. Maybe that's you listening today. Maybe you have received a letter from the enemy. And that letter is no good. That letter is discouraging. That letter is devastating to you. But I want to encourage you today. The Bible says in Isaiah, "Whose report shall you believe?" I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe today? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. What is the report of the Lord? The report of the Lord is he is a way maker. He is a deliverer. He is a mind regulator. He is peace in the midst of a storm. He is a wonderful counselor. He is a almighty God. He is a deliverer. There's nothing too hard for our God. The Bible says, if God be for me, who can be against me? So whose report will you believe today? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And his report is found in his word. Amen. So my first point is this. Hezekiah received that letter, that bad news. And the first thing he did was he went to the house of the Lord. Chapel of Change family, when you receive bad news, when you receive that letter, a lot of times when you receive bad news, it will cause us to do bad things. It will cause us to do wrong things. Amen. A lot of times when you receive bad news, we, instead of running to God, we run to the bottle, or we run to a ham and cheese sandwich, or we run to a box of chocolates, or we run to doing whatever we used to do back in the day that would bring us some kind of peace. Whatever you do, when you receive this letter, this negative letter, don't run back to the streets, but go to the house of the Lord. For David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. Why would David say that? Because David knew in God's house there was peace. In God's house there was deliverance. In God's house there is joy. In God's house there is happiness. So when you receive the bad news, don't go the opposite way, but come to church. Whatever kind of letter you receive, bring it to Jesus. Whatever you're going through today, give it to Jesus. Not to the world, not to the party, not to the drinks. Oh, but give it to Jesus. He's the one that can come in and give you peace in the midst of your storm. Hezekiah, he knew what to do. He didn't have to go back out in the wilderness. I couldn't say club, there wasn't no clubs back then, but in the wilderness. But he came to the house of the Lord. And in God's house, I don't know about you, but there's peace in here. There's so much joy in God's house. Hallelujah. So saints of God, when you get discouraged, when you get down, come to the house of the Lord. When you come to God's house, we can pray for you. We can encourage you. Amen. This is the place to be. In God's house. You that are online, you need to be in God's house. Because this is the place, but maybe you can't come today, but that's okay. But you that can come, come to the house of God. Because in God's house, there is victory. In God's house, there is unity. In God's house, there is peace. Amen? And listen to what Hebrews, it says, Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 25th verse. It says, not forsaking our assembly together as some. But what he was trying to say is this. In these last days, we need to come together and we need to encourage one another. Some people, it says, at the manner of some people have stopped coming to church. They feel no need to come to church. But Paul said in Hebrew, he says, no. Let's not forsake this time. This is the important time that we as believers, we can come together and we can draw strength from one another. We can get encouragement from one another because you don't know that there's somebody going through the same thing that you're going through. And they've been through it and God has delivered them. And so they can give you a word of hope, a word of peace, a word of encouragement. So it's important for the believers to stick together. It's important because we're going to face trials. We're going to face many battles. But we're going to overcome together. Together we stand, and divided we do what? We'll fall. So we got to come together as believers. He said, so much so in the last days, because there's so much going on. There's so much chaos going on. So this is a time where we need one another. It's a time where we got to come together. We got to love each other. Not talk about a gossip, but to love each other, to pray for one another, to lift each other up. Say, brother, I miss you. Sister, I missed you. Give them a word of encouragement. Don't you know that makes somebody feel good? You don't know what they've been going through all week long. And they came to church and you had a big smile on your face for them. Hey, my brother, hey, my sister, where you been? I missed you. You lifted their soul. It's important that we draw strength one from another. That's what he said in Hebrews. He said, don't forsake that time, but come together and encourage and to exhort and to encourage one another. This is what the Christian life is about. That we will love one another. He said, by this, the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have one for another. Amen? Those are just little extra things I'm just throwing out there that we need to hear today. So when you face with a difficult situation, please, please bring it to Jesus. Whatever you're facing today, please bring it to him. He loves you so much. Hezekiah knew about that, and he was so devastated. That's all. And it comes to a point sometimes, that's all you can do. It's taken before God. It's so heavy on you. You can't do nothing else but trust God. You can't fix it. You can't work it out. Hezekiah recognized that this man was too powerful for him. And all he could do was take it to God. And many of you today are facing things. All you can do is take it to God. Whatever your circumstance is, take it to God. Take it to God. And I just want to encourage you with this testimony right here. I can tell you from experience and from a personal testimony that when I'm faced with a difficult situation, I know who to take it to, because I seen what my mom and my dad did when I was a kid. I seen what my parents did. I'm gonna tell you this. This is the power of God. That what my parents did, my mom and dad gave birth to their eighth kid, which is Brandy. She was born in 1970. But when they had her, and I'm a kid, and I remember what God, I'm going to show you what God do, because we went to the house of the Lord. My parents, God blessed them with a baby girl, the eighth kid. And they took her, and around when she became 3 or 4 months old, they took her to the hospital. They went to the hospital, and they received some devastating news. They received a bad report. The doctors told her that my baby sister had a heart condition, that she had heart trouble, and that she needed a special operation in order to live. But if she took the operation, she still may die. And they told them that she won't even live to be maybe 3 to maybe a year old. This is what they told my parents. Now, we're kids. And I remember my mom and dad. They didn't call their cousins or their sisters. But they put all eight kids in the station wagon. They took us to church. And they had a prayer meeting going on. And they took us all to church. They took my baby sister to church. And I can still remember the saints of God was praying. And they were praying for my sister, praying that God will heal her. And I remember my dad tossing her up in the air. The Spirit of God came in that place. And my dad was just lifting her up, just praising God, just praising God, just praising God. Now, we're kids. We're watching this. We seen that when we hit with a difficult situation, where to go. The first thing they did, they went to church. And then they began to pray, began to seek God. And as they began to lift Brandy up, the power of God began to fall upon her. My parents took her back to the doctor. The doctor said that, oh, okay. Well, maybe she may live to be 2 years old. But she still got this heart condition. And then another year went by. And then they had to take the special medicine she would take. It was a special kind of heart medicine she would take every day. Then it came to a point where mom and dad continued to pray. We would pray and continue to trust God, and she stopped taking the medicine. And then they began to call her the miracle kid. They began to call her the miracle kid. And to this day right now, my sister is 48 years old, almost 50 years old, because of the power of God, because my parents knew what to do. They went to the house of the Lord. When you receive that bad news, you better come running. That's why David knew, because Saul loved him so much. He come run to the house of the Lord. He was glad when he said unto me, let me come to the house of the Lord. I know, because there's victory in God's house. So you ought to come running to the house of God. Amen. I'm getting ready to bring it home. Thanks. And my next point is this. The house of God is so important, and this also kind of ties in to what I was just saying here. Point two is, you take it to God. Did you hear what I just said? When you're faced with all obstacles, you run to the house of God, and then you take it to God. Hezekiah took those letters, and he laid them all out before God. All of his problems, he laid them out before God. He took it to God. And he had, what Hezekiah did in here, he showed faith, first of all, by going to the temple. He showed faith. And so we as believers, we need to have faith. We have to have faith. The Bible says in Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So just a little bit of faith that you have, you got to have faith. Amen? And so as Pastor Nelson comes up, I'm getting ready to stop right here because I feel God doing something right here. So I asked you earlier to make sure everyone had a bulletin. I want you to take that blank piece of that bulletin that you have. And I want you to write down as if it was a letter. And I want you to write on that blank piece of paper, I want you to write down what bad news or what negative report have you received? What are you still holding on to that you are struggling with right now that you need to bring before God? We've seen what King Hezekiah did. He bought the letter before God. God is saying today for us that are listening online and you here today, that whatever letter you have received, maybe it was a letter of divorce, maybe it was a letter of layoff or a 3-day notice to move out. Or maybe it was a bad notice of you had bad health. But whatever notice you have, I want you to write it down on that piece of paper. And I want you, once you write it down, I want everyone to write. I know everyone has something that we're wrestling with. And I want you to write it, and I want you to fold it in half. So that we want to see what it is. But as you write it down, I just want to give you a couple of more scriptures. Psalms, the 55th chapter and verse 22 reads this. Cast thy burdens upon Jehovah, or cast your burdens upon God, and he will keep you. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. First Peter says this. He says, to cast all of my cares upon him, because he's concerned and he cares about me and you. David said in Psalms 121, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help, it comes from you, O God. God, in you will I trust. In you will I depend upon, God. It's these times right here. Jeremiah said this. He says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. That is what God is saying to us today. Whatever letter you receive today, you are in the right place today. God sees your heart.